我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
一次过一次到你面前来的时候，你都给我们要看见真实的现象。
And time after time, when we come before you, you cause us to see the facts.
你的眼目照顾你所买赎的人。
Your eyes are always upon those whom you redeem.
你的心思也是纪念全地的人。
And your hearts remember people of all the land.
你用着你自己的性情来吸引我们去更好的来跟随你。
It is by your nature that you draw us so we can follow you better.
因为在你永远的旨意里头，你要得回所有的人。
Because in your eternal will, you want to gain all people.
但是却不是所有的人都愿意跟随你。
But not all people want to follow you.
所以引起许许多多属灵的征战。
That's why it causes all kinds of spiritual warfare.
一直骚扰我们，要叫我们的心思意念离开你的自己。
And they continue to disturb us so that our hearts would depart from you.
感谢主，你借着在圣所里头服侍的那一批人，从他们自己的亲身的经历里领会到人在神面前的短缺在哪里。
And we thank you, Lord, through the people who serve in the sanctuary, through the experiences, we know what our shortcomings are.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
愿意主今天晚上我们聚会的时候，你再借着诗篇里头的话，让我们看见你做工的路。
Lord, may you use this evening through the words in the Psalms to let us see one more time the hands, the work in your hands.
叫我们也有你自己的心思来跟上你要我们走的路。
So we also have the same mind to follow onto your path.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, our Lord.
因为我们虽然是愚昧。
Even though we are foolish.
但是你却没有丢弃我们。
But you have never forsaken us.
但愿主给我们心思里一直贴着你这一点的纪念。
Lord, may you draw a heart close to your remembrance.
让我们有一个心意识，你到哪里，让我们也到哪里。
So we have this desire, wherever you go, we will be there.
你喜悦什么，让我们的心思也贴在那里。
And whatever pleases you, that we will be mindful of that.
你不喜悦的事情，主啊，就我们不住的脱离。
And those things that displeases you, that Lord, help us to depart from them. We look to our Lord.
晚上我们在这里再看诗篇的话的时候。
In this evening, when we once again study the words of the Psalms.
你给我们从大处看见诗篇上我们说的话。
Help us to see in a broad scope that the words you want to speak to us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
引领我们进入您的话。
May you guide us into your words.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look to you in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
当我们到了诗篇第三卷的时候。
When we come to book three of the Psalms.
我们就很清楚看到第三卷里边所包括的这个内容。是超越过第二这两卷里边所给我们留意到的。
And very easily we'll see that the content in book three surpasses what we've seen in book one and two.
因为从诗篇本身来说，每一篇都有一些生命的学习在那里。
And in terms of the Psalms, each Psalm has some lessons of life.
但是我们越读诗篇的时候，越会发觉有一个事实是我们很容易忘掉的。
But the more we the Psalms, we discover that something we will easily forget.
那就是诗篇不仅是对着个人来讲话。
Which is the Psalms are not just speaking to individuals.
也是对着全体来讲话。
But it's also to the corporate body.
那么现在到了第三卷的时候。
So now it comes to book three.
我们就开始看到这个区别了。
And we'll see the difference here.
因为从第一篇 第一卷里面是神给我们看到一个人该选择的道路。
And in book one, God lets us see the way a man ought to choose.
在第二卷，透过大卫的经历来说明了人该怎么跟随主。
And in book two, through the experiences of David, it tells us how men should follow the Lord.
特别是因为圣灵是所感动的是大卫。
Especially because the Holy Spirit was upon David.
大卫是神选召给以色列人做他们头一个王的。
And David was chosen as the first king for the Israelites.
所以在第二卷里面你看到大卫的所有的交通是站在一个做王的人来说话。
So in book 2, we see the fellowship of David. He was standing in the position of a king.
当然我们有一个了解。
And of course we have this understanding.
在神的百姓中间，王对，百姓就多半都对。
Among God's people, when the king is right, then most of the people would be right.
但是王不对，那百姓的几乎全体都不对。
But if the king is not right, then almost all of the people would be wrong.
当然这个不是绝对的。
But of course, this is not absolute.
但是大体上的情形让我们看到有这样的一些光景。
But in general, this is the condition we see.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣灵感动人记录上诗篇的时候。
When the Holy Spirit moved up people to write down the Psalms,
好像有这个意思，从个人听到整体。
It seems that he has this meaning going from individuals to the corporate.
因为弟兄姊妹，你很容易发觉这一个区别的。
Because brothers and sisters, you can see this difference very easily.
你看大卫的，在诗篇里面，在他所交通出来的，都是以他自己做中心。
Because what David fellowship upon in the Psalms was based on himself as the center.
他虽然不是为他自己，
even though it's not for himself,
但是他因为是做王的人，
but because he was a king,
他跟以色列民在神的面前是一同蒙纪念的，
and he was remembered by God with the Israelites.
所以他为着自己有所求的时候，其实也是为着神的在他的百姓身上所定的旨意来引导他们行走。
So when he asks of God for something, he is also asking for God's guidance upon his people.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那现在来到第三章的第三卷。
Now we come to book 3.
我们就看到圣灵感动写诗篇记录诗篇的人是在圣所里头服侍主的人。
And we see that the Holy Spirit was moving on those who are serving at the sanctuary.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为从第二卷的最末了，你看到一句话就是大卫的祈祷完毕了。
Because at the end of book 2, we see this verse, it says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
第三卷一开始你就是看到是 一批在圣所里头服侍的人，他们在神面前的仰望。
And in the beginning of book 3, we'll see that this is the psalm written by those who
serve in the temple. 这一个仰望正好把一般人的那种心思和感觉都带出来。
And they were looking upon the Lord, and it brings out the heart desire of people.
那么我们上一次已经开始碰了一点73篇。
And last time we started to touch upon Psalm 73.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
73篇怎么开始的呢？
And how does Psalm 73 start?
73篇乃是这一批在圣所里头服侍主的人，他们看到一件事情。
And it is Psalm 73 is about those who serve in the temple. They see something.
好像神不太纪念他的百姓。
It seems that God does not remember his people.
好像神允许跟主没关系的人，他们 在地上走了宽阔的路。
And it seems that God was allowing those who did not have a part with him to have a broad way on earth.
但是为什么是这样呢？
But why was that?
他里面搞不清楚。
And he was not clear within him.
所以就产生另外一个情绪。
So there's another emotion that comes.
那另外一个情绪是什么呢？
So what is the other emotion?
有意无意的在神的面前有点抱不平的那种感觉。
There is a sense of unjust or unfairness in his heart.
他好像在神面前提了一个问题。
It seems that he has this question before God.
那如果你细细听着看下去。
If you pay attention,
一开始他就跟神说，神啊，我们是你的百姓。
In the very beginning, he says that God, we are your people.
但是现在，神啊，你在你的百姓的身上所显明的，好像不是祝福。
But now, God, what you show upon your people, it seems like it's not blessing.
祝福都到了那遗嘱没关系的人的身上。
The blessings have come upon those who have nothing to do with God.
好像我们都被你忘记了。
It seems like we have been forgotten by you.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
当这一批在圣所里头服侍的人是这样的仰望等候神的时候。
When this group of people who serve in the temple wait upon the Lord and look upon him, then the Spirit of God speaks to them.
这个话不仅是在七十三篇说。
And the words are not just limited in Psalm 73.
只是开头而已。
And Psalm 73 is just the beginning.
好像神要借着七十三篇的话来提醒这一批服侍主的人。
It seems like God is using the words in Psalm 73 to remind those who serve him.
提醒他们什么呢?
What is he reminding him of?
不要因为这种事情抱不平。
Do not feel unjust in your heart because of these things.
你要看这个问题，就要靠整个的事情从开始到结局是怎么样。
If you want to look at the matter, you have to start from the beginning to the end.
你不要看到那些人现在的路走得那么宽阔。
And do not look at how smooth the way is at this time.
你必须要看到他们的结局是什么。
You have to see the end.
你看到他们的结局的时候。
When you see the end.
你们就不会转过头来埋怨神忘记你们。
Then you will not turn around and complain to God that he has forgotten you.
因为当你回过头来一看的时候。
Because if you turn around and look.
尤其是他们里面说的你回到圣所里头来注意在圣所里边的一切的时候。
Especially like it mentioned here, when they come back to the sanctuary.
你就会了解到神的心思仍然是停留在他的百姓的身上。
Then you see that God's heart remains on his people.
当神的百姓好像接受不公平的对待啊。
But the God's people seems to be receiving some unfair treatment.
你叫我怎么可以平下来呢?
Then how can we feel at ease?
那就因着这样的一个疑问。
And because of this question.
就引出了第三卷整个的一个中心的问题。
It brings forth the central question in book three.
所以在七十三篇里边神把这一个大第三卷的大前提摆了出来以后。
So in Psalm 73, after God lays out the premise,
我们从74篇开始你就看到那个很具体的光景。
Then in Psalm 74, we'll see there's a very practical condition.
那弟兄姊妹你头一件事情要记住的。
And versus the first thing you need to remember.
这一开头的这一部分的诗都是亚撒和他的后代所写的诗歌。
The beginning, the first few psalms are written by Asaph and his descendants.
我们提过了。
And we've mentioned this
before. 亚撒是大卫的时候的领长。
Asaph is the choir leader at during David's time.
但是一直到犹大被掳到巴比伦去以前。
And until before Judah was taken captive to Babylon,
亚撒的子孙一直在圣所里边领人唱诗歌，又教导人唱诗歌。
Asaph's descendant continues to lead people into singing hymns.
现在神就借着亚撒心里头的这一个问题来提出来了。
Now through the question in Asaph's heart,
我们留意到那个犹大朝以色列的历史的时候，你看到他们从开始是蒙了好大的恩典。
And from the history of Judah and Israel, we see that in the beginning,
严格说起来，从出埃及开始，他们一直在神面前是蒙纪念。
In the beginning, they received much blessing. Starting from when they left Egypt, they were remembered by God.
但是现在来到这一个亚撒说话的时候。
So now, at this time when Asaph was speaking,
我们一般人估计大概是在西西家做王的。前前后后
and we estimate this is the time around when Hezekiah was king.
那这个时候呢，北边的以色列已经给亚述灭掉了。
And Israel on the north was already destroyed by Assyria.
南方的犹大呢，那是先是受亚述的那个压迫，后是给巴比伦的掳掠。
And Judah in the south, first they were suppressed by the Syrians, and then they were taken by Babylon.
不过亚撒写诗歌的时候，大概还没有他到被掳去巴比伦。
But when Asaph wrote the Psalms, it was not the time when they were taken yet.
到了第三卷过后的那一大段呢，就很有可能。已经是被掳到巴比伦了。
And when it comes to the end of book 3, it's very possible they were already taken captive to Babylon.
我们读到那里的时候，我们才指出那一个事实来。
And we will go into the facts when we get there.
那现在我们只是看到以色列跟犹大，好，在到了他们发表诗歌的时候，好像完完全全失去了。
It seems like when the Psalms are expressed here, at that time, Judah and Israel, they were completely forgotten by God.
所以就引出一个大题目出来。
So it brings forth this big topic.
那个大题目是什么呢？
What is this big topic?
弟兄姊妹，你从74篇里边一开始你就看到了。
My sisters, you will see it in the very beginning of Psalm 74.
这是神的百姓向神发出的疑问。
This is a question from God's people to God.
这一个疑问，你说它严肃的程度，那的确是很严肃。
And you can say that it's very serious in terms of this question.
如果你回到神自己的管教那一方面来看的话，你也不一定会把它看得那么严肃。
But if you look at it from the discipline point of view, you might say it's not that serious.
但是问题在当代的人来说，他们感觉上总是觉得神放弃我们了。
But the issue is that the people at that time they felt that God had forsaken them.
神不理会我们。
That God would not pay us any attention.
所以你留意74篇一开始那个大问题就摆了出来了。
So let's take note of this big question in the beginning of Psalm 74.
他说：“神啊，
He said,
你为何？”永远丢弃我们呢？
They say that, "Oh God, why have you rejected us forever?"
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是一个大题目啊。
Brothers, you see, this is a big topic.
神啊，你丢弃我们。
God, you have rejected us.
神啊，你不仅是丢弃我们，并且是永远的丢弃我们。
Not only God, you have rejected us, you have rejected us forever.
当然，事情并没有这么糟糕。
But of course, the matter is not that bad.
但人的心思里，他就是。实实在在是产生这样的一个感觉。
But in man's heart, indeed, they would have this feeling.
我们把这一段话轻轻提一提，你就看到了，从开始一直到这一小段话的结束，一直在那里在神面前数点说：“神啊，你看你忘记了我们，你忘记我们到什么时候呢？”
So from the very beginning to the end, we will continue to see this question, them asking God, "God, you have forgotten us. When would you stop forgetting us?"
你必须要纪念我们是你的属民啊。
You have to remember that we are the people who belong to you.
现在你怎么可能看见你的属民落到这样孤孤单单、凄凄凉凉的光景里？
And how could you let the people who belong to you come into this desolate and pitiful condition?
对付神的人在那里，说出了。他们要把神从地上赶走。
Those who are against God, they said that they want to get rid of God from earth.
那怎么动作呢？
What did they do?
把称为神名下的人先来除掉。
It's by getting rid of those who are under God's name.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们留意到这样的一个光景，我们注意到，从历史上一直到今天，这一种光景在地上没有减少。
So if we see this condition, we know that in the history, from old to nowadays, this has not decreased.
但我这一个长期，好像没有改变不来的那个情势。
It seems like it's a long-term condition that cannot be changed.
以致称为神百姓的人，他们只看见敌人的气焰。
So that those who are under God's name can only see the enemy being very fierce.
却没有留意到神为什么把他们放在这样的光景里。
But they did not pay attention to why God had placed them into such conditions.
那种什么光景呢？
So what kind of condition?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到那里面所说的是的话，你就知道很严肃了。
And my sisters, if you pay attention to the words mentioned here, you know it's very serious.
你留意到那里所提到的是。敌人用火烧了你的圣所。
And here it says the enemy has set fire in your sanctuary.
敌人心里面说我们要进行毁灭。
And then in the heart they say let us completely subdue them.
一直做到他们这些称为属神的人跟神的关系和认识一点点都不存留。
They will do this until those who belong to God has nothing left in terms of their understanding of God.
弟兄姊妹，第九节怎么说？
Verses take note of verse 9.
说出来真是很可怜。
And it's very pitiful.
我们不见我们的标志，不再有先知，我们内中也没有人知道这灾祸要到几时。弟兄姊妹们，你看看。一个完全绝望的那一种环境围绕着神的百姓。
And but sister, when we read verse 9, we see that it's this condition of complete despair.
不晓得要忍耐要几时。
And they don't know how long they have to wait for.
因为一直好像热到我们受摧残，但是神的拯救没有来。
It seems like we are being trampled upon, but God's deliverance would not come.
神的拯救不但是没有来，
and only is God's deliverance not here.
连称为神的先知的，好像都没人说话。
Even those who are called the prophets of God, they no longer speak.
也是他们在感觉上，我们都连先知都看不见了。
And so in the feeling, they no longer see any prophets.
所以才引出那一个你严肃的问题。
So that's why it brings forth this serious question.
神啊，这种光景。我们要忍耐到几时的？要忍耐到永远吗
？God, how long do we have to be patient upon this condition? Does it take forever?
就引出一个很具体的事实来。
And it brings forth a very practical issue.
他们神啊，你为什么束缚你的右手？求你从怀中伸出来，毁灭他们。十一节。
And in verse 11 says, Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand, God, from within your bosom, destroy them?
好像他们提醒神
，as if they are reminding God。
神啊，你曾经是我们的王。
God, you were our king。
你曾经是引我们的引导。
You were our leader, our guide。
你把我们从埃及带回来。
And you brought us back from Egypt。
你用你自己的全能的膀臂扶持我们在这里长大。
And you use your mighty arm to sustain us to grow。
但是现在这什么都不见了。
But now all these vanished。
神啊，你怎？为什么是这样来对待我们？
Then God, why would you treat us this way?
但是当他里面提到这些事的时候呢？
But when these things are mentioned,
又有另外一个感觉来打岔他们的心思了。
Yeah, there's another feeling that would disturb this
thought. 当他们想到神现在好像把他们丢弃。
When they think about, it seems like God is forsaking them now.
神的灵同时也在他们里面做工，让他们回想起神在过去的日子是如何引导他们进到迦南地。
And at the same time, the Spirit of God is working in them and reminding them how God led them in the past into Canaan. We thank God.
你留意十二节开始。
Pay attention beginning from verse 12.
他们就在那里数算了。
Here they are counting.
数算什么呢？
What are they counting about?
神啊，自古以来为我的王，在地上施行拯救。你曾用能力把水将水分开，将水中的大鱼的头打破，你曾砸碎鳄鱼的头，把它给旷野的禽兽为食物。你曾分类磐石，水变成了溪河。你使长流的江河干了，白昼属你，黑夜也属你，亮光也和日头是你所预备的。地的一切疆界是你所立的。夏天和冬天是你所定的，耶和华，仇敌入宫啊，余环民亵渎了你的名，求你纪念这事。
And we just read from verse 12 to verse 18.
要是你看到这段话，他们回想过去。
But sisters, you see these words, they're remembering the past.
神怎么恩待他们？
How God was gracious to them.
神怎么引领他们？
How God led them.
神为他们解除了许许多多又大又难的事。
And God has solved many big and serious problems for them.
但是这些事情好像都是以前的事。
But these things all seem to be in the past.
现在的光景不是这样。
But today's condition is not the same.
现在的光景好像神是不理不睬我们。
Today's condition is God is ignoring us.
他们觉得有点稀奇。
And they were puzzled.
神啊，你不是这样的神啊。
God, you are not such a God.
你不是这样根根计较人对你的愚昧和无知。
That you are not so mindful and stingy and counting of man's ignorance and foolishness.
我们回想过去你对待我们的祖宗，你是怎样的把他们在最困苦的光景里面带到舒适之地。
And as we remember our forefathers, how you brought them from desolate conditions to a land of abundance.
并且神呢，你让我们看见你手所造的那一个世界，或者说那个宇宙。
And God, you also let us see the world or the universe in your hand.
一切都是在你的定规里面产生出来的。
Everything's in your will, and they come about.
怎么到现在你完全安静不动，任凭你的名给人来羞辱，任凭你的百姓给人来践踏。
And how come now you're so still without any action and let your people to be trampled upon and being insulted?
那以色列民或是犹大人，他们在那个时候产生这样的一种疑惑，我们完全能了解。
So we can completely understand this doubt in the hearts of the Israelites.
因为如果我们落在那些那么严重的那些难处里边的时候，也许我们也一样是产生这样的心思。
Because if we were in the same conditions, maybe we will have the same mindset.
因为事实上眼见里面我们看不见神的手了。
Because in sight, we cannot see the hand of God working.
好像神过去所做的那么许许多多的事情没有出现的。
It seems like all those things that were done in the past by God,
they
do not appear anymore.
这就和神的性情不调和的。
And this is not in accordance with God's nature.
和神的能力不调和。
And it's not in accordance with God's strength.
但事实上现在我们所碰到的情形就是这样。
But what we encounter now is like this.
这些问题都问到神面前去了。
So all these questions were brought before God.
不是问到属神的人哪里。
It's not in the people of God.
是直接问到神的自己。
But they're asking of God himself.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果神不是神，
if God is not God,
要回答这个问题，可以说是没有答案。
It will be impossible to give an answer to this question.
但是这些问题带到神的面前去的时候，
but when these questions are brought before God,
对神来说不是难处。
For God, it is not difficult.
但是神所以停下来没有做实在的工。
But the reason that God seems like he stopped and not doing anything is not that God is not willing to do his work.
而是神把神做工的路，人把神做工的路堵塞了。
But it's because man has put a barrier in the way of God's work.
那他在神面前发出这个问题的时候，
and when he raises question before God,
很有意思。
Very interesting.
那如果你到后去看，就是第七十三篇，人在神面前那种感觉不平的心思。
And if you go back to look at Psalm 73, it is the heart of man feeling unfair before God.
七十四篇里边所发表出来的，好像让人看见神给打倒了。
And then in Psalm 74, it seems like God was defeated.
所以人在那里夸耀他们自己。
So that's why man was boasting about himself.
当然这些他们都是指着神的对头来说到他们怎么残害神的百姓和亵渎神的名。
And of course it's talking about the adversary of God, how he trampled upon God's people and to blaspheme against God.
所以这一批在圣所里头服侍的人，他们是很能体会到这种光景。
So these people who serve in God's sanctuary, they could really feel this condition.
因为他们是活在圣所里。
Because they were living in the sanctuary.
圣所从前是怎样？
And how the sanctuary was before.
现在又是怎样？
And compared to now.
他们看得很清楚。
And it's very clear in the sight.
从前神的丰满在圣所里头显出来。
And before God's fullness was manifested in the sanctuary.
现在好像神的手在圣所的里边都停止。
And it seems like now God's hand has stopped working in the sanctuary.
这是什么一回事？
So what is this about?
那是感谢神。
We thank God.
人可以带着许多的疑惑到神的面前。
That man can bring many doubts before God.
时间到了，神会告诉他们说为什么是这样。
But when the time comes, God will tell them the reason why these things happen.
那究竟是什么时候呢？
So when is the time?
那接上去的75篇就说到结果来了。
In Psalm 75, it tells us the ending.
因为这一批人他们在神面前的忍耐等待寻求和仰望。
Because these people, their patience, they're waiting, they're seeking after the Lord, waiting upon Him.
他们在神面前给照明到一个地步，看到了一件他们几乎忘掉了的事。
So they illuminated to a point that they see something they almost forgot.
忘掉了什么事呢？
What did they forget?
忘掉了神是谁。
Forgetting who God is.
他们忘掉了神是谁。
They have forgotten who God is.
他们忘掉了神的性情。
They have forgotten God's nature.
他们忘掉了神在人面前所定规的那一切，神自然要负责把它做成。
And they have forgotten that whatever God plans among men, He will be responsible to accomplish them.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他们是有点愚昧了。
And they are somehow foolish.
但是神让他们发表了他们完全的不平的 那一种心态的时候。
But when God let them express the emotion of feeling unfair,
神就对他们说，
God said to them,
你们要记得，
You have to remember,
我是审判万物的主。
I am the judge of all things.
我现在没有去审判。
And I have not given my judgment yet.
是我给机会他们悔改。
It's because I want to give them a chance to repent.
但是神给人悔改的那样的时间 不是永远停在哪里的。
But the time for repentance would not stay forever.
啊，到了又一天。
Until one day.
神的时间到了。
When God's time is here.
神要执行他的审判了。
And he will exercise his judgment.
你们就看到那些抵挡神的人的结果是什么样？你们蒙爱的人在神的面前所得着的又是怎什么一回事？
And then you will see the end results of those who oppose God and all those who love God. What is your ending?
我们感谢神，你留意神的话是说的那么的清楚。
We thank God for His words are very clear.
所以七十五篇，当这些在圣所里面服侍的人心思意念苏醒过来的时候。
So in Psalm 75, when we see those who serve in the sanctuary, when their hearts are turned around.
你看七十五篇一开始，跟七十三篇、七十四篇的内容完全反过来了。
And you see in the very beginning of Psalm 75 is completely the opposite of what's in Psalm 73 and 74. In the beginning of Psalm 75.
他神啊，我们称谢你，我们称谢你，因为你的名相近。人都述说你奇妙的作为，我到了所定的日期，必按正直施行审判。
And we just read verse 1 and 2.
弟兄姊妹，你看看，就好像听到那些在圣所里头服侍的人，抱着一个不平的心到神的面前，维持了多长的时间，我们不知道。不过我们从他们的历史上面去看，很长的一段时间是这样。
So we can see that those who serve in the sanctuary, they had this feeling of feeling very being treated unfairly, and we don't know how long has this feeling lasted.
因为我们看犹大的历史。
Because when we see the history of Judah,
从西西家以后
，after Hezekiah,
整个犹大是堕落到极处。
The whole Judah has become very corrupted.
除了那一阵子有轻轻有一点复兴。
Until his during his time of the grandson, there is a little bit of revival.
整个后段的犹大的历史仍然是在那里悲伤神的。
And the later half of the history of Judah, they are still going against God.
要弄清楚他的名字，平常很容易记得，常常就是这样子就忘了。约西亚
，It's Josiah。
就除了约西亚做犹大王最幕后的那几十年
，And apart from the last few decades when Josiah was king，
其他的时间整个的犹大都垮下去。
For the rest of the time, the entire Judah was in a downhill slope. And we thank God.
人可以走错误的路。
Man can walk on the wrong path.
但是神不允许他的名受羞辱。
But God would not let his name be shamed.
所以到了神的时间。
So when God's time is there.
他在那里就宣告审判。
He would announce judgment.
借着审判就把对与错显出来了。
And through judgment, he will show forth what's right and what's wrong.
就把在神面前蒙福，或者在神面前接受咒诅，那个真实的光景显出来了。
And he would manifest the true condition of those who will receive blessing or those who will receive judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看看，七十五篇里边有一些话，明明就是对着七十四篇、七十三篇里边。那一批人的回答。
And you see that some words in Psalm 75 are clearly the answers to those in asking questions in Psalm 73 and 74.
因为在那一段日子地上出现许许多多的人。
Because there are many people on earth.
他们都是在那里高举人的自己。
And they were all exalting men.
他们都喊出一个口号说要把神从地上赶走。
And they had this slogan wanting to get rid of God from earth.
那现在到了七十五篇。
So now it comes to Psalm 75.
弟兄姊妹，你看见神怎么说话了
？When this is what did God say?
他说神人啊，不要自己在那里夸耀自己。
And he said that to the boastful, do not boast.
不要在那里以为 什么事你们都能做得到，所以你什么事情你们都不管，神的审判来到的时候你们会怎么样。
So do not think that you can do everything and then not pay attention to when God's judgment comes, what will you become?
神在那里就是说了一个几句话很有意思。
And God continued to say some of the things that are very meaningful.
如果我们稍微体会到神为什么说这几句话呢，你就知道很有意思。
If you have some understanding of why God spoke of these words, then you know it's very meaningful.
但神在那里说就是第五节开始。
And starting from verse 5,
不要把你们的脚高举，不要挺着颈项说话。
Do not lift up your horn on high, do not speak with insolent pride.
那是说出人的顽梗。
It talks about the stubbornness of man.
那是说出人的自我高举。
And talking about man exalting himself.
神指出那个核心的一个问题来了。
But God points out the core problem.
他说当你们以为自己有可行的时候。
And when you think of yourself able to do everything.
你们要记住一件事。
You have to remember one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is it?
接下去第六节就说
In verse 6,
因为高举非从东非从西也非从南而来。
For not from the east nor from the west nor from the desert comes exaltation.
这句话是很有意思。
And this is a very meaningful
verse. 但是我们不太懂，如果不抓住上下文的话呢，我们不会了解这里面说的是什么。
But if we don't grab hold of the context, we will not understand what it means.
那我们把它用最简单的意思表达出来，就是说。
And if we use the simplest explanation.
那些在神面前自夸的人啊。
Those who boast about themselves.
你们必须要看见一件事。
You have to see one thing.
你能不能给高举起来
？Whether you can be exalted.
这个事实。不是从东边来的。
And this is not coming from the east.
也不是从西边来的。
Nor is it coming from the west.
也不是从南边来的。
Nor from the desert or the south.
既然不在东西南三个方向来。
Since it's not from the east, west or south.
那从哪里来的？
Where does it come from?
从下文你就看到一件事。
And from the context that follows, you see this.
他说唯有从神，唯有神断定，他使这人刚降卑，使那人升高。
But God is the judge, he puts down one and exalts another.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意。
And verses pay special attention.
许多读经的人读到这里，就说哎呦，神在这里答应了我们一个疑问。
And many who read the Bible say that, oh, God answers a question here.
如果人家问你说，神在哪里？
When people ask you, where is God?
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个好答案。
But this is a good answer here.
神说我不是在东边。
God said that I'm not in the east.
我也不是在南边，西边。
And I'm not in the west.
我也不是在南边。
I'm not in the south either.
然后神就不说话了。
And then God stopped speaking.
神就立刻就说到他的审判要显明。
And then immediately God talked about his judgment will come.
那既然是这样。
So since it is like this.
那神在哪里？
Where is God?
那我许多读经的人都同意这一点。
Many who study the Bible agree with this.
在北边。
In the north.
当然说起来又好像太神秘了。
Maybe it sounds very mysterious.
不在东，不在西，不在南。
He's not in the east, west, or south.
那为什么是在北？
Why is he in the north?
其实这个也不是太很容易用宇宙的那一个观念来说明那一个。但是我们必须记得，他是站在地上这个位置，来说出那一个事实是如何。
And it's not easy to explain it in terms of the viewpoint from the universe, but we have to. Understand that he is on top of the world.
这个我不大清楚。
We are not very clear on this.
但是我看一些书和看一些人的传讲，他就说了，如果你从天文上面 宋弟兄也许在这方面有点多了一点了解，或者是越滑你是会知会比较多一点。我是不大知理会的，不过我体会到他神这样说是说出一个在宇宙里头的事实。
But in terms of astrology, I'm not very familiar with it. Maybe some of the brothers are.
如果你站在地这一个地位来看，神在哪里？
If we're standing in the world to look at where God is.
神说我在北边。
And God said, I'm in the north.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们不懂什么意思。
We don't understand what it means.
但是熟识天文的人就给我们看到。
But those who are familiar with astrology,
在整个宇宙里头，在整个那个太空里头，
and they tell us in the whole universe, in the
只有北边是最明亮、最没有掺杂的。
And only it is in the north that's the brightest, there's no mixture.
并且好像你要从望远镜里面看这个北边，你看不到尽头的。
And then when you look at the north, it seems like you cannot see the end of it.
对东西南呢，你好像可以看见这尽头。
And for the east, west, and south, it seems like you can see the end of them.
大家这些事情我都不懂。
But of course, I don't really know about these things.
但是我是看到一些报告是这样提过，有这样类似的事情。
But I have read that something similar to this that.
所以我不能说什么。
So I cannot really speak.
但是神的话就是说，
But the word of God says,
人得不得的高举，那个源头是在北边。
But God's word says, whether man can be exalted, the origin is in the north.
我们就不扯肯定这个事实。
And maybe we can say confirm.
将来等到主显现的时候，我们都会了解。
And when the Lord manifests in the future, then we'll all understand this.
无论如何，神在这里给我们一个很明确的答案，一切人可夸的事物都不可能是从人中间来的。
So, no matter what, let's see that whatever man can boast about is, does not come from man himself.
完全是神在那里断定。
It's judged by God.
这就回答了一个问题。
Then it answers the question.
当神的审判一执行的时候，
When God's judgment is executed,
历史上所有各种各样的事物，那个真相就摆出来了。
And all the things in history, the facts will be revealed.
人可靠不可靠，摆出来了。
Whether man is dependable or not, it will be revealed.
神实际不实际，摆出来了。
And whether God is real or not, it will be revealed.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那当我们这样一直一直在往下读的时候，
and as we continue to read on,
你就看到什么呢？
And what would you see?
你就看到神的名被高举。
You see the name of God is exalted.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当神这样显明他自己的时候，
as God manifests himself this
way, 你看到76篇又把一些新的资料加进来了。
And you see there's some new information in Psalm 76.
什么事呢？
And what are these?
上面一直说到人不认识神。
And before this, it keeps talking about man does not know God.
连神的百姓都不认识神。
Even God's people does not know God.
也知道神，连神的百姓都落在神的管教里头。
So that even God's people fall under God's discipline.
但是事情继续往前走的时候，
But as things develop,
你看到一个事实出来了。
You will see a fact emerging.
什么事实呢？
What is this fact?
76篇。
Psalm 76.
他说在犹大，人神为人所认识，在以色列，他的名为大。
It says God is known in Judah, his name is great in Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这个话也有意思，是不是？
But this is, aren't these words meaningful?
那个时候，以色列早就给忘掉，忘掉了。
At that time, Israel was no more.
犹大也是在这个生死喘气之间。
And Judah was on the verge of being destroyed.
但是神在这里说到，幕后的审判的时间 出来以后的事。
But as Scott mentions about the appearing of the last judgment.
啊，神明明的在这里宣告一件事，在犹大，神为人中所认识。
God declares this thing very clearly. God is known in Judah.
在以色列地，神的名为大。
And His name is great in Israel.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
你看旧约的历史。
And you look at the history of the Old Testament.
你在以色列里边找也好。
Whether in Israel.
你在犹大里头找也好。
Or you look for it in Judah.
有多少人能有这样的实际的经历？
And how many people would have this as the real experience?
没有啊。
None.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
你特别注意到第一卷。
If you pay special attention to book one.
大卫是整个以色列的一个代表人物。
David was the representative of Israel.
那大卫是不是完全认识神呢？
But was David, did David completely understand God?
你看到他所做过的一些事情，他是并不太认识神。
If you look at the things he had done, you know he did not really know God.
好像是认识神。
It seems that he knows God.
但是并不太认识神。
But he did not know God very well.
神就让他经过各种各样的难处，而一点一点的提高他。
So God let him go through some difficulties and to lift him up bit by bit.
那大卫在神面前所蒙的祝福的地位尚且是如此。
So even David was like in such a position of being blessed by God.
这句话我们就可以把它加一两个字说明当时的情形。
Then we can add some words to these words to explain the situation at that time.
在犹大，不是许多人认识神。
There are not many who know God in Judah.
在以色列，神的名不是给许多人都认为大。
And God's name is not exalted as great by many in Israel.
这个话虽然不是圣经上的话。
Even though these words are not in the Bible.
但是能说出当时以色列的百姓在神的面前那个实际的光景。
But they can tell of the actual condition of God's people.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你留意到这样的事的时候。
As you notice these things.
神在那里就把一个属灵的实际摆在那里。
And God has laid out this spiritual fact here.
为什么犹大神为人所认识呢？
Why is God known in Judah?
为什么在以色列他的名为大呢？
Why is that his name is great in Israel?
有下面的事实。
And there are facts that comes after this.
在撒冷有他的帐幕。
Because his tabernacle is in Salem.
在西安有他的居所。
His dwelling place also is in Zion.
他在那里截断弓上的火箭并盾牌，刀剑和征战的兵器。
There he broke the flaming arrows, the shield and the sword and the weapons of war.
那就说出什么？
What do these tell us?
神的荣耀。
God's glory.
神的权柄。
His authority.
神的能力。
His power.
神的尊严。
And his majesty.
全都借着犹大和以色列来发表出来。
And they are all expressed through Judah and Israel.
因为神把他的圣所安置在耶路撒冷。
And because God has established his tabernacle, his holy place in Jerusalem.
他让人有一点点的体会，神能在西安找到居所。
That he let men understand that they can find a dwelling place in Zion.
当然这个西安就是说出整个以色列他们的生活中心地。
And of course, Zion refers to the center place of Israel's living.
神在那里就把一切抵挡神的事物完全的拿掉。
That God has completely removed all those who opposed him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那一起就带出一个很严肃的事实。
And it brings forth a very serious fact.
这个很严肃的事实是什么呢？
What is the serious fact?
第七节
In verse 7,
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？从天上使人听判断，神起来施行审判，要救地上一切谦卑的人， 那时地就惧怕而静默。
And we just read from verse 7 to verse 10.
那这几句话在那里说到，神的审判一显明的时候，当年抵挡神的那一种势力和气氛全都给除掉了。
And it tells us that when God's judgment is manifested, the power that opposed God and the embassy, they will be completely gotten rid of.
因为当神的审判一执行的时候，
Because as God's judgment is executed,
没有任何的人事物可以改变神的那个判断。
That no people, matter or things can change God's judgment.
所以你注意那些话说得很绝对的。
So pay attention to these words, they are very absolute.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
唯独你是可畏的。
You, even you are to be feared.
你怒气一发。
Once you're angry.
谁能在你面前站得住呢？
Who may stand in your presence?
很实际的。
And very practical.
说出了在神的审判的底下没有任何一些个人事物在神的面前可以挺着景象来看神。
So it declares once God's judgment is manifested, no people, event, or things can stand and be stubborn under God's judgment.
不管在神的那个审判执行以前，人是怎么觉得我们是最了不起。
It doesn't matter how men think highly of themselves before God's judgment is manifested.
但是神的话在这里表达一件事情。
But God's words express one thing here.
尽管地上那种气焰是那么的高。
Even though in the world people are so proud.
但是神的唯独你是可畏的。
But God, you, even you are to be feared.
怒气一发，谁都不能在你面前站得住。
And no one can stand in your presence once you are angry.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
你往上再看的时候，这很有意思。
If you continue to read on, they're even more meaningful.
谁能站你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？你从天上使人听判断。神起来施行审判，要救地上一切谦卑的人，那时地就惧怕而静默。
And we just read from verse 7 to 10.
弟兄姊妹看到这个里面的那个所包含的那个属灵的实际。
And my sister, can you see the spiritual reality that's included here?
那当然这里不单是说到国度里头的。里头的事。
And of course, this is not just referring to things in the kingdom.
同时也说到新天新地的时候的事。
It also includes the things that happens in the new heaven, new earth.
但时间神的时间到了。
When God's time is there.
人一切以为自己可夸的，都要停止。
All those things that men boast about will stop.
没有一个人可以在神面前再夸耀自己说有神没神跟我没关。
No one can boast any longer whether there's God or not, it does not affect me.
我特别想弟兄姊妹你留意的。
I really like when sisters pay attention to.
你读诗篇。
Is that when you read the Psalms.
你常常发觉诗篇里边有两个字，有些时候就插进那些字句的里头。
And very often you'll find a couple of words they are inserted in the Psalms.
什么字呢？
And what are these words?
细拉。
It's the word Selah.
那许多时候我们看见说了一大段话，细拉。
And a lot of times we discover after speaking of many words, and that's this word Selah.
然后再往上再说。
And then it will continue to speak.
什么叫做细拉？
So what is Selah? What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，如果你懂音乐的，你从细拉这两个字。就觉得哎呦很有意思。
And brothers and sisters, if you're familiar with music, then you'll find it very interesting.
这个细拉，如果我们用音乐上的名字来说，那就是暂停。
And in music, it means a pause.
我们常常唱的有些诗歌， 唱完了一段没歌可唱了，但是歇了几个拍子是个展期。
Oh, sometimes when we sing a hymn, we sing a stanza, and then it feels like we have to stop, and then it will come again.
那个不没有声音发出来的，是不是音乐？
So the part where there's no singing, is that still music?
它没有声音。
That's no sound.
但是有实际。
But that's reality there.
因为我们如果留意到这个细拉的那个情形，你就知道了。
If we pay attention to this sila, we'll understand.
神说了一个非常严肃的事。
That God has spoken a very solemn matter.
神说了也是非常叫人喜乐的事。
Or God has spoken something that caused men to be very joyful.
说了一些让人知道非常非常的可敬畏可爱的，而蒙爱的人就是如何在其中蒙爱的。
Or God speak of something for those who are truly blessed, truly loved by God.
那一说了这些话的时候，
when he speaks of these things,
弟兄姊妹记得那是唱歌的时候。
And brothers and sisters, remember this is time to sing.
怎么唱到那里不唱了？
Why are you stop singing?
都停下来了。
Why would you stop?
为什么要停下来呢？
Why do you need to stop?
他说你要细拉。
And it says sila.
什么叫细拉的？
What is sila?
细事的去思想。
To carefully meditate.
思想什么？
What are you meditating upon?
思想神说了什么话？
To meditate upon what God has spoken.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常有意思的。
This is very meaningful.
如果你对音乐是有点多了解一点的，你就知道许多时候音乐里头那个休止符啊很有作用的。
And a lot of we need to, if we're familiar with music, then we know that it's a note in music that causes you to stop.
那个休止符不是叫你停下来。
And this is not telling you to stop completely.
它只是叫你的声音停下来。
But it's just telling you to stop your sound.
但是你的心思不能停下来。
But your thoughts cannot stop.
为什么不能停下来呢？
Why can it not stop?
你要回想神说了什么。
Because you have to remember what God said.
你会留意神向你说了什么。
And take note of what God has spoken.
而且当你明白神说了什么话。
So once you understand what God has spoken.
你里面那个颂赞又在涌出来了。
Then the praises will once again come out from within you.
说了细拉以后继续涌出神的话。
So after Sila, the words of God continue to gush out.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个76篇里头，神让他们经历了这一个细拉以后，就把一个非常非常充满恩典的属灵的功课给了他们。
So in Psalm 76, after this Sila, God gives them a very gracious lesson, a spiritual lesson.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你看下去的时候，
When you continue to read on,
你哎呦，神在这里给了我们一个答案。
And you see that God has given us an answer.
上面人家即问神。
Before God, people were questioning God.
你为什么忘记你的百姓？
Why do you forget about your people?
你为什么忘记你跟百姓所立的约？
Why do you forget about the covenant you established with your people?
你为什么永远停止不再纪念我们？
Why would you forget us forever?
这是好大的问题摆在神的面前。
These are big questions before God.
但是七十五篇有答案了。
But in Psalm 76, there's an answer.
什么答案呢？
What is the answer?
弟兄姊妹留意。
But just take note.
第九节的示拉以后。
After the Sila in verse 9.
第十节开始。
Beginning from verse 10.
就说出一个非常严肃的事。
It tells of a very solemn matter.
也很清楚地向我们指出，神在处理我们人，处理我们在人中间所发生的各种各样的难处的时候，神的心思是怎样。
It also tells us clearly when we're dealing with difficulties among men, what is God's heart?
那两句话很有意思。
Those verses are very meaningful.
我们也很容易懂了。
And it's very easy for us to understand.
人的怒气你要禁止。
That you will stop man's wrath.
对不起，人的怒气要成全你的荣美。
That man's wrath will fulfill your glory.
这是那个答案的正面。
And this is the positive side of it.
但是不停在这里。
But it does not stop here.
如果停在这里，许多时候，我神做了工，我们还不知道。
And if we stop here, then we may not understand God's work.
底下还有一句话。
That's another verse.
那句话怎么说呢？
And what does it say?
人的怒气。
The wrath of man.
人的怒气。
The wrath of man.
你要禁止。
That you will stop.
好，弟兄姊妹们，太宝贝了。太美了。
Indeed, it's very precious, brothers and sisters.
头一个就说明了。
First, it tells us.
神允许人中间一些叫人不太愉快的事情发生。
That God allows for some unpleasant things to happen among men.
原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
要成全我的荣美。
It's in order to, for the praise of God.
不是。
Or his glory. It's not.
是要成全神的荣美。
It's to praise God, to have him, to have glory as great.
神啊，你允许人的怒气发作。
The God, you allow man's wrath to happen.
目的乃是要成全你的荣美。
It's in order to, for man to praise you.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们常常说啊，神在人中间做工，有一个一定的规律在哪里。
And we often say there is a principle of God's working among men.
那个规律是什么呢？
And what is this?
成就他的旨意。
Is to fulfill his will.
要叫他所要做的，在地上找到做工的出口。
In order for what he wants to do, to find a way on earth for him to do what he wants to do.
神就在借着这样的一个安排来成就神所认为美的事。
So it's through this arrangement for God to accomplish what is good in his sight.
所以那个看到神心里头的话的人，他就能说出神啊，人的愤怒要成全你的荣美。
So for those who can see the heart of God can say this, for the wrath of man shall praise you.
但是你碰到一些很可怕的人。
But if you come across some very fearful people.
什么都不管的人。
And they don't pay attention to anything.
他们看见神的手在哪里。
When they see God's hand.
他们还是不管什么，还是要继续与神作对。
And they will still be opposing God no matter what.
那这样时候的人的怒气啊，就比前面所说到的人的愤怒要严重的多了。
So now here, this wrath of this kind of man would be much more serious than the wrath of man that we mentioned earlier.
你说这个人，他不是发最厉害的怒气的时候，我们都已经很难受了。
And you say that it is already hard for us to take when this man is not angry at his utmost point.
如果他的愚怒，一般来说就是说火上加油的那个怒气。
And for the remnant of his wrath, and we say that this is like a more severe kind of wrath.
如果他的火上加了油的那个怒气，我们受得了吗？
If it's anger upon anger, can we take it?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
受不受得了不是你的事。
Whether we can bear it, it does not depend on us.
受不受得了是主的事。
It depends on the Lord.
因为这里主的话说得太清楚了。
Because the word of the Lord is very clear.
人的愚怒你要禁止。
With a remnant of wrath, you will gird yourself.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人的愤怒成为成全你的荣美。
For the wrath of man shall praise you.
人的愚怒你要禁止。
With a remnant of wrath you will
gird yourself. 那剩下的是什么？
So what is left?
剩下的是什么？
What is left?
就是神的旨意的成全。
It is the accomplishment of God's will.
该拿走的神拿走。
What needs to be removed will be removed.
神不允许发生的，他们都停下来了。
Whatever is not allowed by God to happen will stop. So what is left?
神要做的做成。
That is the accomplishment of what God wants to do.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那因此到一到了76篇的时候， 你从上头一直这样看下来，你看到一个大转机在哪里？
So when we read Psalm 76 from what's before that, we see a turning point.
在卷二的时候，我们看到大卫常常说：“神啊，你救我脱离难处。”我们脱离这个难处，我们要颂赞你，我们要歌，要歌唱你，我们要高举你。
And in book two, we often see that David's asking God to deliver him from trouble, and then after God delivers him, that he would praise him and exalt him.
你读到那里的时候，你还仍然多少有点感觉。
And when you read those words, you have this feeling more or less.
大卫是从神那里先接受恩典，然后才以颂赞、赞美、歌唱来环抱于神。
And it is first that David receives blessings from God, then he offers up his praises and exaltation.
但是这里呢，有点不一样了，是不是？
But here, there is something different, isn't it?
这里就是神啊，你做工做到什么地步？是人的愤怒在那里还进行着，或者是人的愚怒你要为我们禁止，是哪一个时间都好，你都叫我们没有办法停止要向你献上感谢和赞美。
We see that man is saying that whether there's a wrath of man or remnant of wrath, that doesn't matter when they stop, but we will still praise God and exalt him.
是我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank and praise our God.
神不是用着他的祝福来换取我们的赞美。
God is not using his blessing in exchange for our praises.
他是用着我们的颂赞来表明他的可敬又可畏。
He is using our praise to express that he is the God who is to be feared and to be praised.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他在属神的人的身上所要做成的，乃是神的永远的旨意。
What he wants to accomplish in those who belong to him is the eternal will of God.
所以从这两句话里边，你就看见撒文所说的。
So from these words that we can see what follows.
撒文在说的什么呢？
What are the words that follow?
王子的娇气，他向地上的君王显威可畏。
That he will cut off the spirit of the princes, he is feared by the kings of the earth.
那是什么？
What does that mean?
他是万王之王。
That he is the king of kings.
他是万主之主。
And he is the lord of lords.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
亚撒的后裔，他们经过许许多多的难处，他们里边认识神。
The descendants of Asaph, after encounter many difficulties, they know God.
他们不是在律法师这样说，说我们就要这样做。
Not because what the law says that they would follow.
不只是这么一点点。
It's not just this little bit.
这么一点点使他们的在神面前敬畏神。敬拜神的起头。
And this little bit is just the beginning of them fearing the Lord and worshiping Him.
真正让他们在神面前要做一个称颂神的人，那个起，那个根源是神的恩典的丰富。
What truly caused them to be someone who praised God, the origin of it is God's abundance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这一番话，如果我们用平常的心来读下去的时候，你不太觉得里面有什么特别的。
And even though these words, if we read them casually, we do not find anything special about them.
顶多我们就说是我们有时候愚昧时候是这个样子。
And at the most, we'll say that yes, we are like this when we're foolish.
我们会上神面前直问神。为什么是这个？
And, 为
什么不是这个？
And we will go before God and question him, why is it like this and why is it not like that?
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
主领着我们在他的光中行走。
God leads us to walk in his light.
走到有一天。
Until one day.
外面有祝福也好，没有看见祝福也好。
Whether there's blessing from without or whether we do not see blessings.
我们都会很自然的做一个颂赞神的人。
And we will naturally be someone who praise God.
So, 因着这一点,
and because of this,
从这里我再往前去的时候,
and from here on,
你就看到了,
and you will see,
神借着亚撒的后裔和可拉的后裔交通出来，我们的神他 不是只是看某某人可以蒙福。
And through the descendants of Asaph and Korah, they tell us that God was not just looking at certain individuals that they can be blessed.
神所注意的
And what God pays attention to. What God pays attention to is those whom God has established covenant with. 这一些称为神名下的人, and these who are called under God's name.
神要得着他们全体,
God wants to gain them as a
corporate.
As a spiritual organism, a corporate that will sing praises to God and worship.
从地上到天上,
from earth to heaven,
他们一直敬拜神,
they will continue to worship God,
高举神,
to exalt God,
颂赞神,
and to sing praises to Him.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上我们就看到这里,
and we'll stop here tonight.
下礼拜我们就看他怎么把个把把我们从个人的学习带进那个整体的学习。
And next week we'll go into studying how from individual learning to corporate learning.
那是很清楚的给我们看见，这是认识神的结果，而不是知识道理的指导。
Ecclesiastes tells us this is the result of knowing God is not just the teaching of the doctrine.
那当然，起初我们会是从知识的教导上面晓得我们该这样做。
And of course, in the beginning, we will learn from knowledge.
但是我们一再的经历人的愤怒，要成全你的勇敢，人的愚怒你要禁止，你就时刻的从里面向神发出感谢和赞美。
But as we experience, for the wrath of man shall praise you, and the remnant of wrath you will gird yourself, then we will continue to give thanksgiving praises to God.
我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll stop our fellowship.
下次回来我们把盼望可以把亚撒的诗歌，恐怕不能，但是我盼望能一次过就把亚撒的诗歌做一个完结。
And I hope next time when we come back, we can finish the Psalms of Asaph.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你时间足够的话，先把这几篇，就是从七十七篇一直到不大可能的，从七十七篇到八十一篇吧。
And verses have time.
不要的，还是站在少一点，到八十篇吧。
Please prepare from chapter 77 to, I'm sorry, Psalm 77 to Psalm 80.
那么我们看看神怎么在我们身上把我们从个人带进身体。
And we'll see how God brings us from individuals to the body.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你做工是根据你自己的意思。
Because you work according to your will.
你不是根据我们的愿望。
It's not according to our wishes.
你根据我的愿望，我们总是跟不上你所要求的。
According to our wishes, we will always fall short of what
you require of us. 你用你自己的心意来吸引我们，我们就能跑向你要我们跑到的地步。
And when you draw us with your will, we'll be able to run to the place where you want us to.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为在历史一直到现在，你做工的手所留下的记录，都是叫我们看见 你是乐意善良施恩的神。
Because throughout history until today, you let us see the work in your hands is that you always want to give blessings.
你没有留下一样好处，不给敬拜赞美你的人。
Yeah, you have not withheld any blessings from those who worship you. And
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
你的恩典是如此的丰厚。
Your grace is so abundant.
你的怜悯又是这样的无限。
And your mercy is so infinite.
但愿主让我们从诗篇的里边，能从字句进到实际的操练。
And may the Lord help us to go from the letters of the words to the practice, practical practice.
叫我们能越过。越能靠近你的心思而追求你目的的完成。
And as the day goes, may we be able to draw close to your heart and to fulfill your will.
荣耀称颂感谢爱戴都归给你。
And glory and praises and love, adoration be all be to you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we look to you and pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.